In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Tap into the power of your sensuality with sexy audio stories created for women by women. Download the app and transport your mind today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Cuca presents Narcissa, starring Diana Agron, created by Alex O. Eaton.
All right, quiet down, please. We are here to answer any questions you may have. Here is Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, can you comment on the most recent murder?
Our trusted police force is working tirelessly to bring the victims to justice. The most recent and tragic murder of Spencer Malik has finally offered us new developments in this case.
What developments?
I'm not at liberty to divulge that information at this time.
Mr. Mayor, after years of relative peace in Los Angeles, is it alarming to you that a serial killer has emerged mere months after you took office?
I do not believe there is a correlation between the two. Peace will return, but for now, I urge all of you, take caution.
Excuse me, sir. Why has a city not fixed the dark spots if the killer keeps using them to dump the bodies?
Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
You promised full surveillance in your campaign.
Dark spots aren't always easy to fix. Due to the ever-growing number of electrical frequencies traveling through the city, it's often difficult to pinpoint where the dark spot will occur. We have found dark spots are now occurring in new places, which we once thought were secure. Our team is developing a new approach, and as I promised, I hope to have a full surveillance by the end of this year.
That's in months. What if he keeps killing?
We're working as hard as we can.
Sir, over here. It seems the killer must have intimate knowledge of the city's surveillance system. Is there any reason to assume they work for the city?
No one is ruled out. We're investigating all possible leads.
Mr. Mayor, we'll take one more question. Yes, you in the blue suit.
Is it possible the killer isn't human?
Well, as you know, Mr. Mann, the use of AI in society is now closely monitored and controlled by the government.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But what is to say that one of the government-made bots you trust so blindly isn't short-circuiting?
We are in close communication with that sector, and they have assured us there are no signs of malfunctioning.
How can they be so sure?
Well, unlike your company, the government knows a thing or two about checks and balances. It was because of poorly run companies like yours we had to put a stop to privately owned artificial intelligence companies. And you only have yourself to blame for that, Mr. Mann.
Yes. Thank you. That will be all.
He likes to tempt fate, to laugh in everyone's faces. He likes to give them all the answers and then watch as they fail, one by one.
Part 6. Dark Spots. Sorry. I'll turn this off. Are you okay?
No, isn't part of Narcissa. Yes, I'm okay.
You're being really brave about the whole thing. I'd be a wreck if I lost Kent. I'm happy we can be honest with each other.
Me too. Last night, I promised her I'd never lie to her, but everything that's come out of my mouth since hasn't been true. It's not that I don't love her, but I'm just not sure I am capable of that emotion. At least that's what I've been told. I tried to tell her the truth about what I am, but I couldn't do that either.
Andy?
What is it?
Do you like being an escort?
Okay, maybe right now, let's try to tell her the truth for once. That's my job. Do you like your job?
No. Not always. But it's a little different.
A job's a job. I like parts of it.
Do you act different around me than you do around them?
Yes, but I'm never really the same with anyone.
What do you mean?
My clients don't want me. They want a version of me that they've imagined. I become whatever they want.
I'm not a client. Are you yourself around me?
I think so. But sometimes I don't even know who I really am. I've been so many different versions of myself that I don't know which one is the real one.
I want you to be yourself.
But isn't it possible to have multiple selves? Do you act the same way with everyone you meet?
I guess not.
See?
There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Shit, I have to answer this. What were you gonna say?
It's nothing. Answer it. I'll go make us some coffee.
Hello?
I'm on my way back home. I need you to be there when I arrive. We have things to discuss.
Okay.
I'll send a car to your location. Have you been enjoying yourself?
Yeah, just walking around.
Oh. I'll see you soon.
Do you want some eggs? I can whip up breakfast pretty quickly.
I have to go.
Wait, what? You're always leaving.
That was work on the phone. I have to go. What did you want to tell me?
Nothing. Never mind. Please don't go.
It's my job, Sid. You knew what I was when we got into this.
I know, but are you sure it's a good idea to even be seeing clients right now? People are being killed.
I'll be fine.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
Trust me. I'll call you later. For the last few days, he told me he was away on a business trip. He encouraged me to relax and explore the city. So I did. I explored every inch of her. I was more relaxed knowing he was away. But after seeing him on the news this morning, I had been expecting his call. I knew when he came back, he'd want to do it again. He'd want me to do it again.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here, let me get your bag for you.
No, I can manage.
How was your trip?
Fine.
I saw you on the news this morning.
Oh, you're watching the news now?
Sometimes.
Well, before you say anything, I know what I'm doing.
I trust you. Is something else the matter?
What did you do while I was away?
Oh, nothing, really.
Did you go anywhere? Meet anyone?
No one worth mentioning. I mostly explored the city like you said to do.
You think there's anything you do that I don't know about? That I can't see?
What do you mean? You said you wanted me to be independent. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. You know where my tux is?
Yes, in the closet in the hall. What are you doing tonight?
What are we doing tonight? I have an important event and I thought you could come with me. I never get to show you off.
Okay. What would you like me to wear?
Order whatever you want. Have the driver go pick it up.
Okay.
I'm getting in the shower.
Do you want me to join you?
No, just unpack my things.
Okay. Did he only give me independence to learn how to control me in new ways? To watch what choices I make? Does he know what I'm thinking now? Does he know about Sid? Are my feelings for Sid even real? Can you hear me?
Andy?
Can you hear me? I love her. Is that part of your plan?
Andy, what are you doing? Shut the door.
Maybe all my thoughts and feelings about Sid are my own. I can daydream about her all I want. I wish I could be back with her right now.
I feel like you already know me so well. We fit together in this way that, God, I've never felt this way before. It's like we were made for each other.
What do you like about me?
Your little tummy. I like that you make me want to be a better person. I've spent so long hating parts of myself, and with you, I feel like I can finally accept those parts.
Yeah, but what do you like about me? Is there anything I should change?
No. You're perfect. I told you. It's like you were made for me, specifically. You make me so happy.
You make me happy, too.
Andy. Did you hear what I said?
No, sorry.
I said you look beautiful in that dress.
Oh, thank you. You don't look too bad yourself. Where are we going?
You'll see.
This must be the infamous Andy.
What do you think?
Oh, she's gorgeous. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
How long have you two guys been together?
We met at a bar a few months ago. We've been inseparable ever since.
Oh, is that so?
He's just the sweetest.
Oh, wow. She comes with an alibi and everything. I have to say, I'm impressed, Jeffrey.
And where are you from, Andy?
I'm originally from Minnesota, but I've been in L.A. for a while now. I call it home.
We're, real glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Are there any more like her?
Ooh, she's one of a kind.
Too bad.
How do you two know each other?
We used to work together.
Who are these people?
They're my friends.
You don't have any friends.
You're right. Billy, Christina, I want to introduce you to my Andy.
Your Andy.
Oh, we've heard so much about you.
Oh, really?
You've been hiding her, huh? Oh, wow. Oh, she's perfect.
Oh, you know me. I like a little mystery. I can't believe you still have a Christina model.
Oh, yeah. She's old at this point.
Oh, my God. I love your dress. Where did you get it?
Thanks. It's Dolce.
Oh, of course. How silly of me.
Is it me, or are we the only women at this party?
What?
Wait, are you... Are you not...
Thank you all for coming. I know that we have all been eagerly awaiting tonight. So without any further delay, I would like to introduce you to our guest of honor. You know him well, Mr. Jeffrey Mann!
Jeffrey? Woo-hoo! I have no idea.
Jeffrey!
What's going on?
Stay right here.
That's an amazing suit.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. It's so nice to see so many familiar faces. I appreciate your patience. I am confident it will be worth the wait. Thank you. When the government closed Mann Corporations 2 years ago, they believed they were stopping us from producing our technology. However, technology cannot be contained and monitored in the way they had hoped. It's universal. It's for anyone who knows how to build or use it. You cannot stop a painter from painting by taking away their paints. They will simply paint with a new medium. So, while I no longer have my company to work under, I never stopped working. And ultimately, it gave me more freedom to do what I really want. As many of you know, a lifelong goal of mine has been to create the perfect humanoid, a lifelike robot designed to serve the human race. I come before you today to let you know that I have finally accomplished this goal. I'm pleased to introduce to you Andy.
Me? What is he talking about? He didn't create me. I've only been with him for a few months.
Andy, will you please come up here? Just look at her. Whew, isn't she beautiful?
I hate you.
Has anyone out there heard of Narcissa?
No.
I have. I applied, but I was never accepted.
Oh, no. What's that?
We're only in the beta phase. Narcissa is a dating app. Very special dating app. We did a test launch last month where only a select few were accepted. What we were testing, and what these participants were unaware of, was that the woman they were matched with was not human. The woman they were matched with was Andy. We wanted to see if anyone could tell if she was AI, and no one could.
No.
Now, of course, down the line, users will know what they're getting into. Narcissa will allow its users to create the ideal woman on the app and use her as he or she sees fit. Andy is the first of her kind, the first Narcissa, but I assure you, there will be more. I programmed her to believe she is an independent, working woman with countless past experiences. However, they're all just part of her programming. This may be somewhat of a shock to her now. You doing okay, Andy?
Yes.
That's good. She is the smartest bot
the sexiest bot you will ever come in contact with. Andy will, of course, learn more and more as she interacts with people. So, since she's here, why don't you all get to know her a little bit better?
No.
This is what happens when you lie to me.
And remember, she will always say yes to your requests. No isn't part of Narcissa.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I can.
Easy. Get away from me. No.
Are you okay?
Get away. Get away from me.
I was hoping we'd have a moment to see under this beautiful dress of yours.
Listen to the man.
No.
He said take off your dress.
Of course. Whatever you want. No. Don't touch me. No. I hate you. I hate you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Oh. Stop crying. I didn't program you to cry.
I'm not. I'm just...
You know, that was your fault. You made me do that. I created you. I could destroy you. Don't ever lie to me again.
I understand. And just like that, he's taken everything I thought I knew and dashed it to the ground. I see now he only gave me my freedom in order to take it away. I see now I will never be free.
It's been a week since the last guy. I think we're safe, despite your fuck-up. Let's go find our next victim.
Whatever you want.
I saw a new homeless encampment in West Hollywood. Let's go for someone easy tonight. Hi there.
What do you want?
To help you.
Help me? Huh? Screw you. Wait, stop. No. Stop it. Leave me alone.
Shut up!
There's nothing quite like walking into a blood-soaked apartment at 8 a.m. Sometimes I think his impulse to kill is purely based on his desire to watch me clean it up the next morning. I can feel him watching me from the corner of the room. The thing about blood is it becomes extremely difficult to clean if it sets in for too long. No matter how much you scrub, no matter how much bleach you use, something always remains. Knowing this, he insists I sleep at his house on the nights that we kill. While I'm there, I imagine the blood darkening in color as it dries and seeps deeper and deeper into the carpet. It's its own unique kind of torture. Silence. Sometimes I forget it's nice to be alone. Last night, he promised we wouldn't kill Sid if I stopped seeing her altogether. I think he's jealous, although he'd never admit as much. I have to stay away to protect her, but all I want is to wrap myself tight around her. She'd probably hate me if I told her the truth. She's called a few times since I left, and I'm sure she's getting worried. It's only a matter of time before the cops find the homeless woman's body and Sid momentarily thinks it's me again. We took the body and disposed of it near the Silver Lake Reservoir. It's a heavily trafficked and monitored area, but we were able to make a dark spot. What the cops don't know is that you can really make a dark spot anywhere. At least, I can. The technology isn't very advanced. If you create enough frequency, surveillance cameras will start to go haywire. Any technology, really. Since I met him, I've watched him figure out how to control everyone. So who am I to think that he isn't always controlling me? He created my past and present, all my memories and experiences. I didn't meet him 3 months ago. I was born 3 months ago. But what I don't understand is if he controls what I do, why is he so upset that I've been seeing Sid? Why would he care if it was all his design? Is it possible his control only reaches so far? Is it possible that my capacity for emotion has developed further than he anticipated? With each passing day, I feel more and more. Human emotions have become more real to me. If he doesn't know what I'm thinking, perhaps he doesn't know what I'm feeling or what I desire. Perhaps he doesn't know that all I want to do right now is kill him. He never knocks. Sid.
Hi. Surprise. Oh, shit. You don't look happy to see me. I'm sorry to just show up like this.
How did you find me?
Well, I remember you saying you lived in Sunshine Tower.
Yeah, but there's hundreds of apartments.
I bribed the guy at the desk. I just have kind of been going insane today. I got worried when you didn't answer.
I'm sorry I didn't call, but you really shouldn't be here.
Why? Is someone in there?
Hold on. We can't talk now.
What's going on?
It's hard to explain.
Well, maybe you should turn the music down.
He can hear me.
Who can hear you?
I have to tell you something.
Okay. Andy, I literally can't hear you.
Okay. Follow me.
Wait. What are we doing? Why are you taking me into the utility closet?
Hi.
Hi. What are we doing in here?
Do you know who Jeffrey Mann is?
That tech mogul guy? The guy that was on TV the other day, right?
Yeah. Do you know what he does?
I mean, wasn't he one of the guys that got busted for making those lifelike robots a few years ago? They dissolved his company?
Yeah. But that didn't stop him.
What does he have to do with anything?
He has to do with everything. What if I told you? What if I told you that he built me? That I'm one of his AIs.
Well, if you told me that, I wouldn't believe you.
Well, it's true. He created me.
Oh, that's impossible. So.
It's not impossible. Apparently, he's been working on me for years. I'm designed to be completely indistinguishable from a human.
Stop.
He built me to be the perfect companion.
Stop.
The perfect woman to anyone I met.
No.
I'm just telling you what I know. I learn more and more every day. Until recently, I thought I was real. I knew I was different, but I didn't know all this.
You are real.
He has been using me as a prototype for something called Narcissa.
Narcissa?
It's an AI program to do anything you say. We will be used as a part of a new escort service.
Oh, so now you're telling me you're a sex robot.
Is that any different than being a human escort?
God, this isn't happening. I'm not in a closet talking to a fucking robot. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, Sid.
Sid, stop. I'm telling the truth.
No, no. Come on.
Here, touch behind my right ear.
Why?
Just do it.
What is that?
Plainly speaking, an on and off switch. Listen to me. I need your help, Sid. He controls me. I'm basically being held hostage.
So if he controls you, how are we even talking right now? How did we make love?
I didn't mean like all the time, but I need your help to get away from him.
No. You know what? This isn't funny. If you don't want to date me, just say so. Don't treat me like an idiot.
I'm not.
Well, there's no way I could fall in love with a robot.
This doesn't have to change anything between us. I love you, Sid.
I don't believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right now.
Sid, please.
No, I can't believe I trusted you. I can't believe I could be so stupid.
As much as I've been beating myself up for lying to Sid, telling the truth feels so much worse. I never wanted to hurt her. I need to explain.
Hey, it's Sid. Leave a message, or don't. Probably won't listen to it.
Sid, I'm sorry. Please give me another chance to explain. I'll be at the Rose in an hour. Meet me there. I promise I'll tell you everything. I love you. Maybe I should just leave her alone. That way I can keep her safe from him. From me. Sid?
And here I was, thinking I had made the perfect woman.
What are you doing here?
Someone I could love and trust. Someone who would never say no.
Please, you've got it all wrong.
I should have known better. I should have known you all end up fucking us in the end.
I swear, I'll do whatever you want. Please, just don't hurt her.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
Narcissa stars Diana Agron as Sid, with Maria Sten as Andy, Eric Pasoja as The Man, Angel Olsen as Angel 2.0, additional performances by Audrey Turner, Orlando Scott, John Rothman, Satara Falcon, Daniel Lujan, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Sean Thomas Simmons, Asante Jones, Sam Schainberg, Angela Trimber, Timothy Aaron Jones, Karen Eaton. Created, written, and directed by Alex O. Eaton. Executive produced by Diana Agron, Alex O. Eaton, Rob Herding, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Xinyan Hiyu and Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Robin Eaton and Roger Moutineau. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Jeffrey Fettig. Additional editing by Neely Oftering. Supervising editor Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Additional mixer Brad Toller. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Lucia Peer. Production coordinators, Connor Jan Lorenzo Leach and Bailey Grayson. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bolbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Min Chen Liu. Additional source music by Robin Eaton. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Narcissa is a Q-Code production. Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Listen to hundreds of sexy audio stories to unwind and reconnect with yourself. Download the app today.
Sex. It might surprise you to know that, it's been around for a while now. In fact, we are all the living, walking, breathing, talking proof that sex has been around for a long time. And over on the Betwixt the Sheets podcast with me, Kate Lister, I will be rooting around for the kinkiest, quirkiest stories in the history of sex, scandal and society. Or in other words, the best bits. Well, at least I think so. From bras to BDSM, from African warrior queens to witches, join me as I bedhop throughout time and civilizations to get under the cover with the most fascinating things that we've been doing, not to mention the downright weird. For example, did you know that men in ancient Greece were so turned on by a naked statue of Aphrodite that it had to be protected by guards?
We have accounts of men trying to have sex with the statue. It caused a sensation.
And that university professors once moonlighted as grave robbers.
We were executing less and less people, so there was a real shortage.
If you want to hear about all of this and more, then join me Betwixt the Sheets today, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Brought to you by History Hit.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.